Tuesday, September 9th. Adam Scott now here on the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on CBSSports.com. We'll read some emails, fantasybaseball@cbsi.com. And since we're not doing as many shows as we usually do, go ahead and email us. We'll read it on the air or respond to it. We'll help you out any way we can. We'll talk Matt Adams, Marcus Stroman, Miguel Gonzalez, Josh Donaldson. Actually, pretty good day for two-star pitchers yesterday, huh?
Yeah, especially the Stroman.
Oh, the Stroman was awesome.
Made a Stroman argument.
Injuries, news, and notes. We got a lot of those. Four up, two down, blah, blah, blah. Who stood out to you guys on Monday?
You know who did?
Who?
Shelby Miller.
Another guy
that
I was afraid of.
Yeah, terrified.
Terrified. But, yeah, he's pitching very well lately. Last three starts have been good.
Found his control.
And his curveball, apparently, says he's throwing it more.
And he is. I confirmed on brooksbaseball.net his last three starts.
Yeah.
And actually, he's been great his last nine, 3.02 ERA, 0.94 whip.
Interesting.
In his last nine. But last three, he's thrown his curveball more than he threw it even last year, except for one start, the very last start of the season, which was similar to the stretch he's been on, one earned run, six innings, only three Ks. So the Ks aren't there. That's the only problem. The control's there. The strikeouts aren't where we're used to seeing them. But I feel like curveball's clearly his best pitch, or maybe second best if you want to put fastball in front of it, as long as he's working that back into the mix and he acknowledged that he needs to. I think that could come next. I'm not ready to like add him yet for this year, but I'm just encouraged going into next year.
He's got another start at the end of the week, so we'll see how he does. Shelby Miller. Two earned runs over his last three starts. Anyone else?
All right. Well, you know, since I mentioned threw up the name during the sound check and you didn't know it, we're going to see Sam Tuivalala.
Yeah. In fact, the quote was, "Who the hell is that?"
He's a guy with a really cool last name. He also... He's a reliever. He throws really hard. He's in the Cardinals bullpen now. Just got called up yesterday.
Oh, why wouldn't he be a Cardinal?
Right, yeah. Need more guys in the pipeline. So not super fantasy relevant for this year, but looking forward to seeing him pitch. Because go to a site where you can find his strikeouts per nine. Look what he's done in the minors. It's nutty.
Tuivalala?
Yeah.
Good, yeah. Looking forward to that, too. I hope he's a staple in our shows next year.
Just because of the name.
Scott, how about you? Monday standouts.
I don't know. I think I would just probably go with Brad Miller.
Oh, Brad Miller. Yeah.
Brad Miller coming back around looking like Brad again.
Oh, is that right? He's got you fooled again, huh?
No. He doesn't have me fooled. It's like I was saying for Miller. It's encouraging. If he finishes this season the way he's been going the last week plus, which
eight games,
runs, two doubles, a triple, a steal, just extra base hits all over the place.
Then
he'll be in the discussion again as a late round pick, I think. I don't see him winning me back over for this season, though.
All right, I will nominate Marcus Stroman. 80% owned, just like Shelby Miller. Complete game shutout, three hitter, no walks, eight strikeouts against the Cubs. And they can't hit.
Well, I mean.
No, they can't. Right now they can't hit.
Yeah.
They're super cold. They strike out a ton. Even when they can hit, they strike out a ton. And, you know, I didn't even mention this when we looked at the struggles of Baez, specifically him. Do you think it's related to Rizzo being out?
You know, I hadn't considered that.
Yeah.
Could be a factor.
I don't quite know when the slump started, but. He was batting in front of him, wasn't he? He was batting second in front of Rizzo?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Rizzo might be back this weekend.
Yeah.
So we might be able to test the theory.
All right, Stroman,
still avoiding him. And as far as Stroman goes, to just reference another innings limit guy, Drew Smyly, that kind of came out of nowhere, at least to me, that he was going to be shut down. So I haven't heard or read much about Stroman. It seems like a couple times a week I'm Google searching to find if there's anything I've missed on Stroman that just doesn't seem to be out there. But you look at the innings, he's roughly 30 above where he was last year, minors and majors combined. I would think two starts in addition to what he's already done would be pushing it.
All right.
So,
well, let's get one more out of him. What do you think?
One more. I think you've already gotten your money's worth if you started him for the two-star
week.
That's
true. You got a great start.
Yeah, you did.
Yep. So, all right, I'll throw it up. I'm sorry.
Miguel Gonzalez. Okay. He's going to bring him up with Stroman, with Shelby Miller. Miguel Gonzalez is legitimately one of the hottest pitchers in baseball right now. Got a 3.22 ERA on the year. Keeps lowering it. 6 1/3, scoreless at the Red Sox. Six hits, 3 walks. Not a great whip last night. 4 strikeouts, but Gonzalez has allowed 4 combined earned runs in his last 5 starts.
Well, and the low ERA really goes back to early July, even before the All-Star break. He's really not given up very many runs at all. I think a sub-2 ERA over that span. And look, I think there's some legitimate improvement there, and there's also some smoke and mirrors in what Gonzalez has done lately. And what worries me about him is that he still could be very home run prone. So I just think any one of these last starts that he has over the rest of the season could be very disappointing. But he's been pitching with great control, should be a great whip guy. But I think he's way overachieving so far.
Speaking of home run prone, I think every single hitter I had as a sit for this week was prone to hitting home runs yesterday. I think it was 4. Tyler Flowers, Marcell Ozuna, Lonnie Chisenhall, and I think there was somebody else too. Homered yesterday, first day of the new week.
The Flowers hit too, so maybe that compensated for the one you can't think
maybe.
Of. Well, that sucks.
Yeah. Well,
sorry about that. We'll root against them for the rest
season.
Of the week.
It's got to happen sometime.
I guess so. All right, then. With that being said, Al's going to got another one.
One more. James Jones. It's not really about James Jones, per se, because I haven't picked him up. Not really looking to pick him up. But some of the moves that I made the last couple of weeks to try to bolster my roto teams and saves, namely going with a couple of Royals, Dyson, And steals.
Yeah.
I said saves, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Dyson's not going to help me with saves, not even Sam. But he's been good, too, by the way. But Dyson and Terrence Gore, I thought, as a pinch-running specialist, maybe would get a bunch of steals. He has one so far. So Jones, actually, out of all those guys who might serve that role in September, is the one who's come up big. And, of course, Lagares.
Yeah.
Still out there in a lot of leagues. He's gotten 8 in the last couple weeks.
How about Billy Burns?
Yeah, I mean, he's in that same group too. And I'm just not sure. I think maybe I put a little, I don't know. I don't know that there was much to lose because these were guys that are filling up spots and for players like, for example, Oswaldo Arcia in a league where I'm good to go with home runs.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if there's much risk in playing a Terrence Gore type or a Billy Burns, but there's just out on the landscape there. These last couple of weeks, you need steals. Jones is somebody to consider again. Burns, I'm not sure who else. I haven't thought of that group. Like I said, Lagares.
I don't know.
Is out there.
All right, then let's move on to the news and notes. J.J. Hardy missed yesterday's game. He's having an MRI on his back. He's going to miss the Boston series.
Oh, he was a start, by the way.
Yeah, well, he said he was going to play.
I know
so he's a liar.
Let's blame him.
Yeah, he's a stinking liar.
Yeah.
Danny Duffy will miss at least one start with shoulder inflammation, no structural damage. He was a sit. Josh Hamilton remains out with a shoulder injury. He's getting closer. Sean Doolittle could be back this week. Anthony Rizzo, as Al mentioned, could return this weekend. Evan Gattis, day-to-day with strep throat. When was the last time you guys had strep throat?
Never.
A long time ago.
Never had it?
Lucky you.
I don't believe
I guess
that.
Not that I know of.
You've had it.
Okay.
Come on.
All right.
That's terrible news for Gattis and his fantasy owners because Freddie Gonzalez just said that he was going to play him till he falls over, basically.
Well.
And now he's not going to play him at
all. Quick recovery.
He fell over quickly.
Yeah.
Fell over and.
Speedy recovery, Evan. Dustin Ackley, injured ankle. Supposed to have an MRI yesterday. We'll keep you posted on that. Ryan Zimmerman, probably out for the rest of the regular season. Which really doesn't mean much to fantasy owners, but what are they going to do in the playoffs if Ryan Zimmerman's ready?
Playoffs?
What are they
going to
do?
They're probably going to I don't know what they're going to do.
He's a bench player.
He probably is. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Now that they've got Asdrubal at second base.
Bryce Harper would put himself in center, though, in the lineup card.
Henderson Alvarez is going to pitch Friday at the Phillies. Start or sit?
For streaming option, yeah, I'd start him.
Ooh, really? You know, he's been kind of lousy lately. Now he's coming off the oblique.
Like two bad starts.
But it was right after he came off the DL.
There was a good start in there.
It was one.
At Philadelphia, I think it's a pretty good matchup.
Okie dokie. Jimmy Rollins, tough break. You're going to lose him for the rest of the week. He says he's going to miss about 10 games. So he's got a hamstring injury, Jimmy Rollins.
Jimmy Rollins as in shortstop points leader, Jimmy Rollins?
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah, wow.
That's the only appropriate response.
Dylan Axelrod, Cincinnati's starting pitcher. He's expected to he left his yesterday's start with an oblique strain. Greg Holland expected to be available today. Anibal Sanchez still a few weeks away from returning. Joaquin Soria could be back this week for Detroit. Not that he's going to close necessarily, just
not necessarily. Although Joe Nathan's elbow has been kind of balky lately. It's apparently available right now, but balky elbow plus bad pitching.
He
creates
Soria.
Open door. Yeah.
Carlos Gomez started yesterday, hooray. Led off, went 1-for-3 with a double and a walk and an RBI and two runs. Good game for Gomez. Scooter Gennett batted second for Milwaukee last night against the Marlins. Glad he wasn't moved down too far in the order. Michael Saunders off the DL. Michael Kadire off the DL, and he homered at the Mets. And Matt Holliday returned to the lineup. Josh Harrison was out again, but he was available to pinch hit. David Ortiz returned. Daniel Murphy expected to come off the DL today, and Everett Cabrera could be back this weekend. Here we go to four up. Four up number one is Jose Bautista. So we'll do some, you know, 2014 stuff, and we'll also look ahead to 2015. Let's look ahead with Bautista, who is on a tear. Home run yesterday, giving him 9 home runs in his last 17 games. And that gives him 31 home runs for the year. And that's, or 32 rather, that's more than 27 in 2012, 28 in 2013. Granted, he missed a lot of time in those two seasons. Al, I know that you felt there was some downward trending with Bautista.
Mm-hmm.
He's having the second best batting average season of his career at .288.
Yes.
More of a .250 hitter usually. What are you thinking about Bautista next year?
I'm thinking he's kind of settling in. And we brought this up maybe it was about a month ago before he had really gotten hot. And the downward trend was sort of continuing. Not in a huge way, but still the power numbers were slowly declining from where they were last year. And last year they fell from the year before and so on for several years. It's really hard to argue against him as a top, first two round option.
Yeah. You agree?
Yeah, I have him in my first round definitively in points leagues. It's a little iffier in Roto. I think I might bump Carlos Gomez into the first round over Bautista and Roto. But he's elite.
How about Matt Adams? I thought it was kind of bold, Scott, that you said start Matt Adams, considering he's been terrible with a .224 batting average and 2 home runs in 43 games before yesterday, and he had a 3-run homer.
So, well,
there you go.
I had to get something right. Basically, everybody I wrote about homered. That's what I contributed there.
All right, fans. Email Scott. Tell him who you want him to write about.
Yep.
Well, what are your thoughts right now on Adams? He had just 3 hits in his previous 9 games and went 1-for-4 with a 3-run homer yesterday.
Well, I think my thoughts are you're pretty much starting him. The only exception might be a points league where you have an abundance of alternatives because he doesn't walk a lot and that hurts his value there. But he has been more of a home run hitter in the second half of the season as opposed to the first half. And I think going forward, we'll see even more of that from him. And I think we'll see an even better walk rate. Like, I kind of feel like this year's rate, just judging by what he did last year and what he did in the minors. It's not like he's a Jose Bautista type who's going to walk 80-plus times a year, but he's not supposed to be this Adam Jones type either that he's kind of been this year. I don't know what's up with that, but I feel like as he gets more experience, it'll be less of a liability.
And for up number three is Starling Marte, who's coming around right now. He's been on a bit of a hot streak. Marte went 3-for-5 with a home run, a double, 2 RBI yesterday at Philadelphia. His slash line nearly identical this year compared to last year. But less steals, less games right now. 25 steals and 35 attempts this year. I feel like it's been a little bit disappointing for Marte. He certainly hasn't taken the next step. Do you guys feel comfortable starting him down the stretch?
Not really. Not really. And, you know, it's not only similar to last year in terms of the overall numbers, but in terms of there being large chunks of the season where he was either very hot or very cold. Mm. So, and it's funny because right before this podcast, I was working on a list of players who I thought were enigmas coming into this year, didn't really know who they were, and trying to see if with a year's more data, if I feel more confident about what kind of player that player is going to be. And Marte isn't on that list, but he'll certainly be on next year's list because these last 2 years, I don't know if this is somebody who's going to develop better plate discipline, develop more power. And because of that uncertainty, I'm still reluctant to trust him.
Gotcha. And Jed Lowry, do you think he could help fantasy owners win a championship since coming off the DL? 53% owned, Jed Lowry is batting 370. He came off the DL at the beginning of the month, so it hasn't been that long. Only one extra base hit. It was his home run yesterday. So one walk, one extra base hit, 370 batting average.
You know, I'd probably go for him over Brad Miller to kind of put things in context here because my reaction to Jed Lowry is kind of like yours, eh. And then I sounded excited about Brad Miller earlier in the podcast. So it could be kind of – it could be tricky to, like, wrangle all those emotions you're feeling in the moment when it's really just relative to what you've seen from the player,
you know,
before that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Scott.
Yeah.
In a points league, I mean, he might be one of your better options. Say you're, you know, using Baez at shortstop. But in a roto league, I think I'd be very reluctant to go with Lowry because I'd probably be targeting categories at this point in the season. And I'm not really trusting him in any category right now. If I want steals, I'd be going Jose Ramirez. You know, if I wanted power, I might be going Zach Walters or somebody like that.
All right. Rest of season. Points league.
Uh-oh.
Lowry or Simmons?
Yeah, I'll go Simmons.
I'll go Lowry.
Lowry or Everett Cabrera?
Lowry.
Lowry.
Lowry or Hanley Ramirez?
Hanley Ramirez.
Hanley.
I need more easy questions like that.
Lowry or Jose Ramirez? Points.
Lowry.
Yeah, I think Lowry.
Lowry or Asdrubal Cabrera?
I might actually go Asdrubal Cabrera there.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, me too.
Two down, Jed Jerko. Have you seen anything this year from Jed Jerko that makes you think he's going to have a big 2015 season?
Well, I can't say that I have, but it wouldn't shock me if he did. I'm probably going to target him. I won't say exactly like I target him this year because I think there have been guys like Colton Wong, Javier Baez who have moved past him, but I don't really think his chances are diminished compared to what they were this year. It just didn't happen for him this year, partly because he was hurt such a big part of the time.
And Josh Donaldson, 0-for-5 with 4 strikeouts at the White Sox yesterday. In September, Donaldson's batting 3-for-29 with 2 walks and 10 Ks with a home run and a double. No home runs, 1 double.
It's the Hector Noesi effect.
Do you think so?
No.
Well, he hasn't faced them in all of his September games. Any concerns here about Josh Donaldson?
Absolutely none. He was pretty hot, actually, at the end of August, so looks like just a slump right now.
Four-man rotation, Sonny Gray. Is he still a must-start for you? Last 7 starts, 5.32 ERA, 18 walks, 27 strikeouts, a brutal ratio, 44 innings pitched, and 5 homers in those 7 starts. And last night for Gray, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Other than that, good start at the White Sox. But the White Sox, White Sox strike out a ton. So that was disappointing. Gray, must-start?
I think he falls a little bit short, But in most leagues, I'm still going to trust him.
Scott A?
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's kind of been, it hasn't been great, but it's been kind of Adam Wainwright-like, where every other start, it's seven innings, two earned runs, three earned runs, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, look, I mean, yeah. The start last night, you're not going to complain.
Yeah.
Yovani Gallardo, two terrible starts in a row for Yoga. Must
Yoga.
Sit.
Did you make that up?
No. Al told me about it earlier this year.
When he was talking about
Yovani Gallardo.
Real yoga?
No, he just, I don't remember how it came up.
I think I just.
Were you guys doing yoga?
Yeah, no. We were. Yeah, we were.
Oh, we were?
Yeah.
All right.
I forgot. I never remembered doing yoga.
I've never done yoga.
Podcast.
Do you do it a lot, Al?
I haven't done it in quite a while.
Why not, Al?
I don't know. My wife is a yoga instructor, so this is, you know.
Yeah.
She better not listen to this podcast. Of course, she probably just knows, just, you know.
Because she's around you.
Yeah.
That.
You would think.
Yeah.
Can't sneak
like,
that.
Al, are you doing yoga?
Yes.
No, but I'm watching Yovani Gallardo get lit up.
Yeah, there you go. So Gallardo, must sit guy? He's gotten roughed up by, I think, the Cubs and the Marlins in his last two.
I think so. He's another one who's very enigmatic, and he's sort of recreated himself this year as more of a contact and control guy, but not really with that much consistency. So at this point, you need to go with somebody safer.
And Jared Weaver is third guy in our four-man rotation. Three straight quality starts on the road. Only two strikeouts yesterday, but the strikeouts were good in his previous two road starts. Just looking at his numbers, his K rate has held steady 3 years in a row now, including this year, 6.8 strikeouts per nine. But his walk rate, 2.8 this year, that's his highest since 2009. Anything to say about Jared Weaver and maybe starting him on the road later this year?
It depends on the matchup, I suppose. And look, I think this is normally a pretty tough matchup, so I was surprised that Weaver did as well as he did.
At Cleveland.
At Cleveland against just absolutely dominant Danny Salazar.
Salazar. Between Danny Santana, Danny Salazar, and Carlos Carrasco, see? I have to, like, take 3 seconds to think about who I want to say every time.
I should have done that.
Yeah.
So anyhow, no, I don't totally trust Weaver on the road yet. And you bring up the walk rate so that even at home, he's not as solid as he used to be. And that still is a decent walk rate. But I think it needs to be much better than average for Weaver to really be a top fantasy pitcher.
When you talk about Danny Santana, you say you have to think about it. Do you ever have to resist the urge to call him Danny Santaner?
I do now, since you've said
no,
that.
I don't, but I knew where you were going with that, and I appreciate it. I like it.
Okay. Thank you for the emotionless response.
No, I was like, he's going to say Danny Tanner, isn't he? I was getting excited, and then boom.
I did it. I delivered.
Did you see the new Full House or Saved by the Bell TV movie thing?
I did not see it, and I take it I'm glad I didn't from the comments I've seen.
It couldn't have been good. Do you trust Justin Verlander, Scott?
No. That's pretty much all.
Are you sure?
Said, right? Four earned runs or more in four of his last five. Nothing's changing here. He's just,
no.
It's just blah.
Set your Detroit Tigers playoff rotation, assuming they make it. Go.
Scherzer.
Yeah, I think you have Porcello in there.
Porcello, Price. Sure. Price.
And then.
Yeah, I think then, yeah. Then.
Anibal Sanchez will probably be back by then.
Well, that's a big leap.
Yeah, right now it's Verlander. But yeah, a week from now, I could be saying Sanchez.
How about Lobstein?
No.
All right, we'll stick with Verlander. Fringy starting pitchers. We talked about Stroman, Miller, Miguel Gonzalez. How about Jeff Locke's big start? Yesterday, nine strikeouts and seven innings, one run at Philadelphia.
Did not see that coming, especially the no walks.
It's really a great day for fantasy owners who stream two-star pitchers.
Yeah, like Danny Salazar, for example. Not that I'm upset about it.
Yeah, are you down on Salazar after this start?
No, just bummed.
He gets Detroit this weekend on the road, and the last time he faced Detroit was his previous start, Salazar. Complete game shutout. With nine strikeouts.
Yeah, I think this is going to happen with Salazar from time to time, but more often than not, since he's been back up with the team, it's been the better version. So, no, I'm not down on him.
How about Jonathan Neese? He's getting back to being a a points league specialist. Five of his last six starts are quality starts. Got Washington this weekend. You know, is he worth starting in a points league in a one-start week?
I'd say probably not.
Nice. Okay. Definitely not in road. I mean, he's got such a bad whip and doesn't strike guys out. Bullpen, the Troy Hawkins. Two of his last three have been bad. Eric O'Flaherty gave up a home run and blew a save. He's also a little dinged up. And Drew Storen got his second save in 2 days.
Yep.
Anything to say about Hawkins, O'Flaherty, or Storen?
Well, I mean, O'Flaherty really hasn't seized the day here. And Doolittle is, I think he's on the verge of coming back. He was supposed to throw yesterday, last I saw.
Looks like this weekend's a possibility.
Yeah, yeah. So I think you're wasting time with him. I feel like, other than desperation situation, you've been wasting time with Hawkins, too, because doesn't get a high rate of saves, doesn't strike anybody out, just like the worst closer who
but he's
hasn't
still the closer.
Lost his job.
He's
yeah,
still the
exactly.
He's had a good year, though.
Storen intrigued.
Not in fantasy terms, but
right.
Hawkins?
Yeah. He's done just fine. He blew his third
oh,
save
yeah.
of the
I
year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he hasn't given the Rockies reason to make a change, if that's what you're saying. But
exactly.
He doesn't really do anything for fantasy owners except get the occasional save.
Now, Storen.
Storen, yeah.
Five strikeouts in his last two outings, and he's not a huge K guy. But, yeah, two saves in 2 days, and they're obviously a committee there in Washington.
Yeah. You know who else I might like even more than Storen, and certainly more than O'Flaherty and more than Quackenbush? Is Mujica, because I don't think anybody's going to take saves away from him the last couple weeks, and his overall stats are bad because his first month and a half were so bad. But since mid or late May, he's been really as good as he was most of the year last year with the Cardinals.
If you knew Storen was the exclusive closer, though, for the Nationals, who would you prefer?
Storen. I do trust him more for the Ks, assuming that the saves would be pretty equal.
Storen was a great closer in fantasy when he was their closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only really injury
yeah, it was like a
situation.
Top two or three that 1 year, wasn't he? I think.
Yeah, he was up there. 40 save guy, pretty sure.
Scott, I asked Al for advice yesterday. I want to see what you would have done. It was very interesting. Relief pitcher spot. Who would you have started? Drew Smiley or Sean Doolittle?
And this is for next week, right?
No, for this current
for this
week.
For this.
That's right.
Because Smiley might not make a start. Might get shut down.
I would have gone Smiley.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would have taken the shot.
Not Al.
Potential start.
Not Al.
Oh, Al.
He better not make that start, Al.
Deep leagues.
I was wishing it was for next week.
Any interest in David Freese, who's 8 for his last 18. Tyler Flowers, who is actually the number 15 catcher in Roto, number 25 in points. So he's like a poor man's Mike Zunino, and has 5 home runs in his last 6 games.
Poor man's Mike Zunino, who's a poor man's what?
Low average. Poor man's Chris Carter.
Really poor man's Chris
yeah.
Carter.
CJ Cron, another good game because he's good. Or Brad Peacock.
Of all these, probably Flowers in a two-catcher league.
I thought you were talking about Nate Evaldi there for a second. Evaldi's. That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would rather have Evaldi than Brad Peacock.
Me too.
Yeah, Peacock's low ERA lately, but he like barely ever pitches 6 innings.
Freeze is worth watching these last couple of weeks. I'm not really at all interested in him right now, but the power's come around a little bit in the second half. So, you know, 31, I think he's 31 now. It's not beyond having a rebound season.
Let's take a look at the last 28 days of fantasy baseball, guys.
28 days later.
A little retrospective.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what's going on at first base. Here are your top first basemen, unless you want to play the feud. What's that? Is that the feud song?
Yeah, it's when they bring the next people up to buzz in.
All right, your top 5 answers are on the board. First baseman over the last 28 days in points leagues.
Chris Carter.
Chris Carter is number 3.
Yeah.
Number 3. Al, can you give me 2 or 1?
I'm not sure I can, Adam.
Well, would you care to try?
Jose Abreu.
Jose Abreu is not even close. Oh. Not in the top 12.
Shocking.
Ooh, that's shocking.
You know, he's 28? Got like, he's, I read the stat today, like 5 home runs since the All-Star break or something like that.
And he's too busy getting every other kind of hit, I guess.
Yeah. It's weird. They've got nobody to hit behind him. He's 2 home runs in his last 28 days with a 379 batting average.
Yeah.
And he's not in the top 12. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No, he's 13th.
Why?
All right, so pass or play. Top 5
Wild.
First baseman.
I'm going to play this thing out.
Okay.
I'm going to bring down the house with Victor Martinez.
He is lapping everyone. He is 21 points ahead of number 2. Victor Martinez, your number 1 first baseman, last 28 days in points.
All right, I'm going to go with Miguel Cabrera next.
He would be number 4, which actually surprises me. I mean, he scored like 48 points last week, but
yeah.
I'm a little surprised. Miguel Cabrera is in there, number 4. You have 1, 3, 4. You need 2 and 5. You have 3 strikes left, Scott White.
Pick another Tiger.
I'm going not with a Tiger, but an Indian, Carlos Santana.
Mm.
You are incorrect. He is 12th.
Wow. You got to admit it was a...
Come on, where's our sound
effects? It's a good guess for a points league.
1 strike against you.
Yeah. No, he's been great in points leagues. But...
Not as good as...
Thank you for setting me up for guessing... Jose Bautista, of course, because he's first base eligible.
He is number... 7.
Are you kidding me? Homer's like every day.
He's 1 fantasy point away from being number 5.
Last 28 days. What an arbitrary time period that is. Okay.
You have V-Mart, Carter, and Miggy.
Mm-hmm.
Al, who are you thinking?
I'm thinking, well, if I give a hint, I think he's going to get it.
Are you thinking?
I think I got it.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I think I am thinking what you're thinking.
What am I thinking?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Cheater.
I thought it would work. All right. I'm going to go with I'm going to go with Adrian Gonzalez.
Not a bad guess, but incorrect. He's number 9.
Okay.
So, Al, who are you between right now to steal?
Well, was Adrian Gonzalez and so...
Oh, I made it easy for him.
Yeah, but so Scott...
He got it wrong.
Yeah. But he's got 3 strikes?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I have 3 strikes.
Okay.
I'm done.
Well, then I'm down to Adam LaRoche.
You, sir, are dead wrong.
Yeah! Take that, son!
He's 8th. Who is he missing, ladies and gentlemen? Bing! Buster Posey!
Oh,
tricky, tricky.
Number 2. And, bing! Albert Pujols! Number 5.
I completely forgot about him.
Yeah,
I kept thinking CJ Cron with the Angels. Now Pujols has been like it kind of surprises me how good he's been because every time I look at him, it's like, batting average is unimpressive. The OPS really isn't that impressive, but enough home runs, I guess, that and a low enough strikeout rate that he's getting it done in fantasy.
This is a shocking list to me. Here are your top 5 shortstops. Well, let's go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Top 7 shortstops. We don't have time for the feud, so I'll just tell you who they are. In Roto, over the last 28 days. Number 1, Danny Santana. Not a huge shock.
No.
Number 2, Jahani Peralta.
Okay. Yeah, he's been hot.
Number 3, Eric Ibar.
Huh?
I thought he was cold.
I did too.
Very recently he's heated up. I'm surprised 28 days, though. It's
365 enough. Over his last 28 days?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
He had a crazy hitting streak going into last week. He was my start, so that's the reason I know that. But it was a singles fest.
Yeah. No home runs, 4 doubles in these 28 days, no triples. So 4 extra base hits. Ian Desmond's number 4. 3 homers, 5 steals. Starting to steal a little bit more now.
What's the average?
What's the average in the last 28 days? 265.
Okay, better than I thought.
Yeah, with kind of weak 388 slugging. But 5 steals is good. Jimmy Rollins, number 6, or number 5. D. Gordon, 6. with a .287 batting average and 8 steals in 12 attempts.
Mm.
And number 7, Joe Panik.
Oh.
.369.
Panik.
68.
Talk about a singles fest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No steals. One homer, 10 RBI. Man, that's a weak position right there.
Yes.
That stinks. Give me some outfielders last 28 days in Roto. Chris Carter, 1. Carl Crawford, 2. Anybody starting to buy in yet?
No.
Nah.
If anything, I think there's a chance he plays less.
Hunter Pence, 3.
Yeah. He's good.
Starling Marte, 4. Ben Revere, 5. 11 steals in the last 28 days. That's insane.
And a home run, right?
And a home run.
Who'd have thunk?
Very high batting average, right?
.330.
Yeah.
Corey Dickerson is 6. Nelson Cruz, 7. Bautista, 8. Yelich, 9. Stanton, 10. Danny Santana, 11. Alex Gordon, 12 in Roto. Pretty good. How about Leonis Martin, 14th?
Wow. Knew he was heating up, but not to that degree.
He's supposed to play against left-handers rest of season. Obviously, Rangers had a change of manager over the weekend, and the new one, Tim Bogar, says he wants to know if we have him as an everyday center fielder for next year, talking like he's going to be around for that.
Martin or Crawford, who would you rather own?
Martin.
Yep.
Let's read emails. FantasyBaseball@CBSi.com. Mr. B is looking for opinions on his final keeper for next season, 20-team standard Roto League. 4 keepers to be submitted at the season's end. I'm keeping Trout, Harper, and Posey, but should I go with Machado or Bumgarner as my 4th?
Bumgarner.
Agreed.
Jay from Queens. 12-team head-to-head categories. I'm on a bye this week. Which second baseman for next week? LeMahieu, Daniel Murphy, or Brad Miller?
Daniel Murphy, assuming he's active.
Yeah, he's supposed to come back today. So.
Yep.
Easy question so far.
Yeah.
Bill asks, is Michael Kadire worth starting? He faces right-handers this week, but has better career numbers against righties.
Keep those questions coming. Start them.
And from William, who's better the rest of the week for steals, Lagares or Charlie Blackman?
Actually, you know, I was going to say Blackman, but Rockies are on the road all week, so I'm not sure I trust Blackman to get on base all that much. I'm going Lagares.
I never trust Lagares to get on base, though, and that's kind of the issue there. You know, I think I'd go Blackman, and if nothing else, you know, hopefully he'll give you something else if he falls short in the steals.
Finally, a stumper. Well, guys, thank you very much. Chris Towers is coming in here to do a fantasy basketball podcast, so
Oh. We
are off the air for the day. We'll be back tomorrow with a look ahead to the 2-star pitchers as best we can. Of course, we'll update it on Monday morning as well. And obviously look at what's going on in the Tuesday game. So until then, I'm Adam Mazur for Scott White, now Melchior. Talk to you all later.